Peace of Christ be with you. Hey, greet each other with the peace of Christ around you if you are able right now. Just say hi to each other. Greet each other. Peace. All right. Peace out. Hope College. Yeah, beloved Hope College. It's time. The time has come to put a period at the end of the sentence. It's time to come to an end. And as we reach the end, it is always a new beginning. This chapter closes, another one starts. And even now, some of you are getting ready for that next chapter. Some of you are heading out for a new job. Some of you are hoping to get a job. Some of you are staying behind to do some research here on campus. Some of you are preparing for May terms. Some of you are going home. Some of you are going abroad. Some of you are hunting for an apartment. Some of you are trying to figure out where you're going to get money for gas. Some of you are heading north and others south. Some of you will trek east, and many of you will head west. As you prepare to go, you're going to take a lot of things with you from Hope. You'll take a lot of memories. You'll take the names of friends. I know that some of you are taking some bruises and scars. Some of you are going to be taking your hopes for an undefined future. Some of you are going to be taking each other into each other's hearts as you leave. Wherever you go, north, south, east, or west, I also hope that you take with you some knowledge. I hope that you got some knowledge while you're here at Hope. If not, I would ask for your money back. This is a place set aside and reserved, is it not, for the life of the mind, intellectual engagement, the discoveries, the wondering, the learning. I hope that you take with you lots of knowledge. And you've had plenty of time to walk the corridors of the humanities and the natural and social sciences and to explore the full creativity of the arts. You have navigated the syllabuses of history and biochem, and economics, and philosophy, and theology, and music theory. You've had, sorry. Larry didn't learn a lot of music theory, apparently. Actually, he learned quite a bit. I love you, Larry, for that. I hope you take with you some knowledge, but there's a particular knowledge that I hope that you take with you tonight. It's not necessarily the knowledge you always get on a syllabus. It's the knowledge that comes through revelation. It's the knowledge that comes through Scripture. Wherever you go, north, south, east, or west, I hope that you take the knowledge from a prayer. This semester, we've been working through the Psalms, learning how to pray, the prayer book of God's people, letting it give us a language and letting it teach us how to pray to the living God. And as we pray, what do we live into? As you head out into the summer, that wide, expansive, glorious geography of summer, take with you this psalm, Psalm 139. Hear this from the book that we love. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my lips, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in from behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the far limits of the sea, even there your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me tight. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the day shall become night, even then, darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. The darkness is as light to you. It was you. It was you. It was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. Even my frame was not hidden to you when I was being formed in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, even before they even existed. How weighty are your thoughts, O God, and how vast is the sum of them. If I try to count them, they are like the grains of the sand. I come to the end, and I am still with you. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. You stop there at verse 18, because it says this, I come to the end, and I am still with you. I come to the end. We have come to an end. And every end is a new beginning, and every beginning is an opportunity for a fresh start. But that fresh start triggers change. If history has one empirical lesson, it's simply this. Change is going to happen. And change always implies loss. It means that what we had will no longer be exactly the way it was. We come to the end, and it is a loss, even as it is a hope for a new start. But the psalmist says, I come to the end, and I am still with you. How can he call that? How can she hope for that? I come to the end and I am still with you. The psalmist is praying out of a vision of God, a vision that I want you to have. This is the knowledge that I want you to groove into your soul, that wherever you go, north, south, east, or west, let this be in your playlist. It is a knowledge of a God that will give your life a steady direction and a sustaining purpose. It is a knowledge that if you fall into the pit, it will get you out. It is a knowledge that if you get lost, will be a compass to give your feet the right path. It is the knowledge of two fundamental things about God that you need to know as you leave. The first is simply this, that God knows you. Verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. Repeat after me. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. That can sound so trite, right? Yeah, God knows me. God knows you. But it's only trite if we refuse to enter into the full consequence of its meaning. The God who creates the heavens and the earth, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the God who set the stars into the sky and breathes into us the breath of life, the God who knows every molecule and every cosmic galaxy is the same God who knows you. You. Not as an abstraction, but in the depths of your being, this God knows you. It is an incredible thing to be known by another, to really be known for who you really are, not the surface you, not the us that we project on Facebook, but somebody who can search us and know us. Here's a little pastoral advice for some of you hoping to get known. When you're looking for somebody to know you, you following me here now? You with me? You want to find somebody who has that capacity to really know who you are. Sometimes I think that we're looking for the wrong things. We're looking for the cosmetic style of something. But what you need to do is be interested in somebody who has the substance, to recognize substance. You hear what I'm saying? It's an incredible capacity to be known by another person. And to be alone is a terrible thing. What this prayer is reminding us is that there is a God who knows us and to knows us intimately, who knows our thoughts, who knows our feelings, who knows our even words before they're even uttered, who knows our frames. It was this God who knit us together in our mother's womb. It is this God who made us and made us for a purpose, and that purpose is to love God and to enjoy him forever. This is a God who wants to know you and be in relationship with you, who you really are, what you are really about. What this means is that you always belong. No matter where you go, north, south, east, or west, whether you find yourself alone in a crowd or all by yourself, you always have somebody who knows you. This is an incredible knowledge. It is a knowledge too wonderful for us, says the psalmist. It is so high that I cannot attain it. This God who creates all things has an intimate knowledge of each one of us. And with that knowledge, God says yes to you. God says, I love you. I am in. I am all chips in for you. I don't know where you're going. But wherever you go, I know that you're going to a place where you're known. That's the first bit of knowledge. The second bit of knowledge that this prayer gives us is simply this, that God is with us. God knows you. But God doesn't only, not only know you, but God is with you. Where can I go from his spirit? Where can I flee from his presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the far limits of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. The right hand is none other than the Son of the Father. The right hand that holds us in a grip that will never let us go is the one who is risen from the grave. And his name is Jesus. And Jesus is the one who sends out his Holy Spirit on all of us here tonight to bring us in together into relationship with him and with the Father, that we might be knit together as a people of hope. Whether you go north or south or east or west, you go with God. God is with you. I don't know where you're going. I don't know what the circumstances will be when you get there. I don't know who you will meet along the way, but I do know that wherever you go, whoever you're with, whatever the circumstances, God is with you. Where can I go from his spirit? Where can I flee from his presence? There's nowhere that you can go. It's an overwhelming claim. Did you hear it? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to Sheol, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even there God is there, which is to say that there is no circumstance at any time, in any place, no high success, no low valley where you will ever be separated from God. And that's why it's not always how you feel that judges our reality, but by the very word of God. The word of God promises us that wherever you go this summer, wherever you find yourself, God is there. I can imagine that there are some people anxious about leaving the bubble of hope. Some of you are really excited to pop that bubble. Here's a little fact. You're just going to exchange one bubble for another. There's no real life out there. Real life is where you are standing. And wherever you are standing, God is there. God has created all things, redeemed all things. There's no place that you can go, north, south, east, or west, where you can flee the presence of God. Paul says it this way. Can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or nakedness or famine or peril or sword? No, he says. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. Which means Caleb and Paul and Angela and CJ and Allison and Henry and John and Doug. It means that wherever you go, God is with you. Whatever circumstances we might find ourselves in, personally or corporately, God is with us, and God is with us, and God knows us, and God says yes to us. There's no place that we can flee from God's presence, which means that there's nothing that we need to fear. Can I get an amen for that?
Amen.
There's no place, no circumstance that you need to be afraid of, because the living God, the God who loves you, who creates you, is with you. And because God is with you, you can be with God at the end. I come to the end, says the psalmist, and I am still with you. We are with God because God is with us. That's the reality. That's the knowledge of revelation that lives into a life of wisdom if you can take that with you. Don't just put it in your back pocket. Put it in your heart. Don't put it in your suitcase. Put it in your soul. Wherever you go, whatever you do, may you pray this prayer knowing that God knows you and that God is with you, whether you head north or south or east or west. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. We thank you, God, tonight in this place with this people that right now you are here. Maker of heaven and earth. And you are here, and we bless you, God. We bless you for giving us this knowledge that tells us that no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in, that we are known. No matter where we go, we belong, because we belong to you in body and in soul and in life and in death. May it be so in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all of hope said,
Amen.